The day will be the most memorable in the history of America, wrote John Adams in 1776. People will honor it with parades, fireworks, and celebrations, he added. Adams was talking about the 2nd of July. That is the day the Continental Congress voted in support of independence from the British. But the date written on the Declaration of Independence is July 4th. So, since 1776, Americans have celebrated July 4th as the country's Independence Day, and July 2nd, not so much. Several early presidents of the United States died on July 4th. They include John Adams, who became the 2nd president. Adams and Thomas Jefferson, the country's 3rd president, both died on the country's 50th anniversary of Independence Day. James Monroe, the 5th U.S. president, died on July 4th, 1831, and the 30th president, Calvin Coolidge, was born on July 4th. Most Americans celebrate Independence Day with barbecues, parades, and, yes, fireworks. But a few celebrate by eating all the hot dogs they can. Since the early 1970s, a restaurant called Nathan's Famous has organized a competition to see who can eat the most hot dogs in a short time. The event is now shown on sports broadcaster ESPN. It includes a women's competition and a men's event. Both are held in New York City, in an area called Coney Island. In 10 years, Joey Chestnut has won the men's contest 9 times. In 2016, he set a record at the competition by eating 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes. The 2016 women's winner, Miki Sudo, has won in each of the past 3 years. In 2016, she ate 38 and a half hot dogs. Sudo and Chestnut each won a $10,000 prize. Let's go back to those fireworks, probably the most common image related to Independence Day. Americans really, really love fireworks. The American Pyrotechnic Association, pyrotechnic is another word for fireworks, reported that Americans spent $825 million on fireworks last year. Where do most of our fireworks come from? China. By the way, we also import most of our American flags from China, too. Happy Independence Day. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.